Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. And I have a sheet of paper with a bunch of your questions on it. Let's get right to work. Question number one comes from Blake. Do you think Danielle Hunter could get the starting job? No doubt about it, he could. Either way, whether it's Hunter or Robinson who starts, you're going to need both of those guys in a rotation, along with Everson Griffin and perhaps one other guy at defensive end. Fresh bodies are good when you're rushing the passer, especially late in the game, but Danielle Hunter had 12.5 sacks last year. He is really coming into his own, entered the NFL as the youngest player in the league as a rookie, has developed nicely. You're going to see a lot of number 99 in 2017. Kenji has the next question. Now that Captain Munnerlyn is gone, do you think Mackenzie Alexander will see an increased role? Yes, I do. He's definitely going to get a shot to earn that role, at least. Mike Zimmer said as much earlier in the offseason, said it's going to be Mackenzie's shot at first. Hopefully, he can step up to the challenge and earn some more playing time on defense. I expect that'll happen in 2017. Paul has the next question. If you had to pick one member of the draft class, who would be your dark horse pick to be a surprise contributor this season? My choice, says Paul, Bucky Hodges. Not a bad one. I think he's going to have an opportunity to contribute. He certainly looked good at the rookie minicamp a couple weeks ago. But I'll give you an even darker horse. He was taken in the 7th round. Elijah Lee, the linebacker from Kansas State. The reason I'm picking him is he proved that he can step in and make an impact early in his career at Kansas State. Whereas a freshman, he had a school record 4.5 sacks. For freshman, he played in 13 games. His second season, he became a starter. He had 110 tackles as a junior. He had 5 interceptions in his final 2 seasons, which tells me he could be a guy who can play on passing downs as well as on rundowns and maybe even on special teams. We'll see what happens. Barrett has the next question. What is going on with Laquon Treadwell? The team says they have faith in him developing. However, the signing of Michael Floyd and the drafting of 2 wide receivers says otherwise. Well, I disagree with that, Barrett. I don't think adding more receivers is any sort of indictment against Treadwell's development. Whether or not you have faith in Treadwell doesn't matter. You still need to have contingency plans, and that's what the Vikings have done in signing Michael Floyd and drafting Stacy Coley and Rodney Adams. All of that aside, Laquon is entering his second season, and I expect a big step forward from him as he gets more familiar with Pat Shurmur's offense. Simon has our next question. How do you see the role of Moritz Boehringer this season? Is there a chance that he makes the team? Well, Simon, remember, you're not on the roster if you don't have a chance to make the team. Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer don't have enough roster spots to hand them out for charity. Moritz has improved from this time last year, but he still has a ways to go. I'm rooting for him. As with all young players, time will tell. Our final question comes from Philip. Were the Vikings able to draft a wide receiver who is as fast as Cordarrelle Patterson? If they did, will he be returning kickoffs? Well, the Vikings drafted 2 receivers this year. Stacy Coley out of the University of Miami. He ran a 4.39 40, faster than Cordarrelle's 40 at the combine. The Vikings also drafted Rodney Adams, who ran a 4.44, which is just a hair slower than Cordarrelle's time at the combine. But remember, speed is not the only thing that makes someone a good returner. Patterson had great vision. That's what made him such a special returner. Another thing to remember about this question, don't rule out Jerick McKinnon. He is a possibility for a kickoff returner for the Vikings in 2017. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We will be back next week, so please continue submitting your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and also stay tuned. This weekend, next week, we are going to be interviewing Vikings coordinators, offensive, defensive, and special teams coordinators, to get an update on their phases of the team. So don't miss that.